hard fought game, pitcher's duel. You know, Lester was tremendous for seven innings. You know, a couple solo homers got him. Threw the ball very well. You know, Garcia was really efficient and effective, rather, in the eighth. One, two, you know, three got his guys. Well, I got, you know, extra guy got on and got Votto. And you know what? McFarland hadn't been scored on 18 in a third innings. You know, got a ground ball. Sometimes they find, you know, a hole. Suarez let off the inning. You know, Aquino hit a number. Yadi made a nice play to get the force at second. Then he gets the ball that, you know, Barrio gets in the air, and he found a gap. Scored a run, then we get a ground ball into Shields and, you know, on the contact and weren't able to, you know, throw him out. Did the best we could on it. But I set a one pitch to Barrio. It was as good a pitch game as you'd want to see. We just weren't able to get enough runs on our side to make a difference.
Your infielders are so normally true with their throws, but Tommy's was pretty far wide on at the plate. I don't know if you have a chance there or not. And then looked like Paul had a little trouble getting the ball out of his glove and then threw just enough wide that Barrero could score.
Yeah. Our guys are really accurate. They do a nice job. Cut off and relay. It's a little bit of a tougher angle on the ball he received, and you just cut on him a little bit. Paulie's ball, you know, look, that's a tough play. I mean, the ball is going, he's going to his left. He's got to throw it back to his right. I think he did everything he could on that play. Just placement on Suarez's grounder and placement on the shield is grounder, and you know, ball in the air that got in the gap. That was the difference.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Mike, this is now the fourth consecutive outing we've seen from John Lester where he's demonstrated some good control, some efficiency, and it's just been very quality all around starting pitcher. What do you think has led to his success over the last month or so?
Well, he's a good pitcher. You know, this guy knows how to pitch. He's worked well with the catchers, Yadi, tonight. They've been in sync. Kiz, when he's been back there. He's controlling counts for the most part. A lot of quality pitches. Knows where his outs are. Ball's been on the ground. Good sinker. His changeup was plus tonight. Got him 11 outs. So, you know, he knows how to pitch. Knows, like I said, knows where his outs are. And we play good defense. And he's trusting our guys behind him. So, you know, it's a nice combination. He's done a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat.
Mike, when we talked to Nolan, I asked him about what he thought the offense could do for more consistency, and he was pretty blunt that, A, there's not a magic button, obviously, and B, that he feels like he can't say much about it because he doesn't feel like he's doing his job. What's your view of Nolan at the plate, especially lately, and sort of how the offense is looking for maybe, I don't know, a friction point here down the stretch?
I'm not sure what you mean by friction point, but I can answer the Nolan question, and then I can come back to you. Nolan's guy is super hard on himself, and he wants to be the guy to carry this club. And he's, you know, you look up and he's fourth, I think, in the National League in RBIs and done a tremendous job for us and anchoring our job, our lineup. I respect and appreciate the fact that, you know, I think his comments are fair. You know, I don't want to be too hard on himself. You know, he's a guy that's got a lot of ability and hopefully doesn't feel like he's got to carry the bulk of it. That's one to make sure he can do his part of it. But he's a pro and he cares, and it's a great trait to expect to be that guy and to carry it. But like I said, he's fourth in this league in RBIs, so he's done a lot right. So could you clarify the second part of the question, please?
Yeah, that was poorly phrased. I apologize for that. I just meant in the context of games like this where it feels like they're just – you can't maybe find that one at bat in the middle of the game or anything that kind of sparks a rally, and what you guys look for to maybe, I don't know, to find those spots or to locate ways to get that going.
Yeah, no, I understand now. Well, Yadi found it today. I mean, that was a big swing. Boom, right back, tied it. I loved the emotion, the fire from him. I mean, that's what Yadi does. You know, it's time of year for guys to rise. And you know, as far as the offense goes, you know, we're in a stretch where we're facing teams that are, you know, at the top of the heap, and we're right there with them. We're competing with them. And, you know, the thing that you're going to see, we've talked about it all year, you're going to see starting pitching that's pretty good. You're going to see bullpens that are pretty good. you know. We saw in L.A., they ran Scherzer out there. Good tonight. Molly did a very nice job. You know, their bullpen was good. So it is about the timely hitting. We got to just string together tough, consistent at bats. And, you know, I will say that tonight. You know, you looked up, we made the guy work. He had a quick inning, I think, in the sixth that helped him out. But otherwise, we were putting some tough at-bats on him. And then we just got to get that big hit and execute.
Back to you, Kamish.
I'm assuming Gallegos was down for the night.
Gallegos and Alex were down. That's correct. Yeah.
And finally, is it surprising to you that a team can come into your ballpark and beat you five times in a row, as the Reds have now four times way back in the season, and then tonight again?
Yeah, it's surprising when we lose to anybody at home. But, yeah, you know, we'll rectify that tomorrow night.
Okay.